Going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the High Star Ranch Infrastructure Financing District. Today is January 21st, 2026. It's 4:02 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. George, your chair, you want to start?
Yeah, George Wright is here.
Mitch Burton is here.
Mike Brenny's here.
All right,
I'm
everybody
Carl.
else, hop in.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell.
Allie Blossom, Piper Sandler.
Greg Thorson, Piper Sandler.
This is Adam Daly with Gilmore Bell.
Mary Barnes, Gilmore and Bell.
I think that's everyone who's on the 310403 number.
Shane, sir.
Oh, Shane. Okay.
Present.
Thanks, Shane. All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So, board, first up, we have the board meeting minutes from our last meeting, January 7th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I get a motion then, George, to approve?
Yeah, I'd like to bring forward a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Great. Thanks, George.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Mitch. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. That's unanimous. All right, our action item is the authorizing resolution. So, Aaron, Adam, who's going to take it?
I'll go ahead and talk through this, Michael.
Okay, perfect. I'm putting it up for you now.
Thanks. Yeah, so this resolution approves three things. It approves the assessment ordinance and designation resolution with respect to the assessment area, and it also approves the appraisal in connection with the commercial and residential property. The assessment ordinance is what allocates the assessments against the property. We've done that across two zones, a residential zone, and a commercial zone. The assessments are allocated against seven different property types here. So the hotel condo residences, the casitas residences, single family residences, and then the single family detached, small, medium, large, and estate. That residential zone amount comes out to $101,708,333.33. And then in the commercial zone, we've allocated across the hotel commercial and the village commercial, totaling $2,786,666.66. And so our aggregate assessment here that we're allocating across the entirety of the assessment area is $104,495,000. So by approval of the assessment area, the district agrees to allocate its assessments in that methodology and across the lots in that method. The designation resolution relatedly is what actually authorizes the assessment area. And so that's based on the legal description and boundaries that you provided us. So that encompasses the actual area in which we're assessing. One thing to note here is there's a 30-day contestability period associated with this documents, after which individuals can't take legal action with respect to the enforceability of the assessment ordinance or the designation resolution. We trigger that contestability period by posting them in two places. One, on the Utah Public Notice website. Snow Jensen and Reese as district council will handle that component, but then also physically on site within the district boundaries. And typically we'll have somebody with the district team handle physical posting. And so what that will entail is getting signatures on these documents. Our legal assistant, Mary Barnes, who's on the call, will send around a signature packet after this call with everything that's needed for posting. We will then compile the fully executed documents along with exhibits back out to the group with instructions that these are the copies to be posted. So once you have those back in your email, you'll want to print them out and put them into some type of weatherproof plastic sleeve or something similar, and then just post them onto any type of physical structure within the district boundary. So that can be something like a telephone pole or a construction trailer or something similar. And then once you've posted physically, just take a photo and then email it back to us so that we have confirmation. And then once we've confirmed that it's been posted online and physically on site, that will be the official trigger to our 30 days.
Okay.
Any questions about any of those documents or the resolution itself or posting?
No.
Okay. If there's no questions, could I get a motion then to approve resolution 2026-02?
Yeah, I'd like to bring forward a motion to pass resolution number 2026-02.
Thanks, George.
Second.
Thanks, Mike. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, board, that is everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us? Any questions for anybody on the call?
No, that helps. If we get that public notice doc today, we can have that up within the hour.
Okay, perfect. Yep, just take a picture like Adam said, send it out. That way we have it that we can show everybody in case anybody ever questions it. Christy will post it on the public notice website as well. So the sooner we can get back the signatures, the better, so we can post it as well.
And then one other piece quickly. So we will also need the TriStar team to release their signature on the acknowledgement waiver and consent that we had sent them now that they have full documents. So that will be an exhibit to the designation resolution that needs to get posted. So that's one step to keep in mind as well. And then Matt, are you in possession of their signature page?
Matt had a
Okay,
conflict,
no
so
worries. I believe he had confirmed that, and if he could just send us that signature page, and
okay.
then we'll request just via email that they release their signature once we're able to circulate the final compiled documents.
Okay, I'll get with him. I might have it, Adam, but I'll
Okay.
get with him for sure.
Great.
Could you
And we
just
just need.
define a little bit of what is the po what's in the posting doc? Is it made so that the public can read it and know what we're doing at the immediately, or how does that work?
Adam,
Yeah,
you want
so
to cover that? Okay.
it's the assessment ordinance and the designation resolution and all exhibits compiled into a packet and just posted on the site. And the assessment ordinance details the assessment amount that's being allocated across the property, and essentially just puts the public on notice that the area within the boundaries are subject to this assessment.
And again, that's just one posting, or is that something that you would like us to post in multiple locations, or
Just
is
in one spot, yep.
efficient?
Just
Okay.
in one physical location.
And
Okay.
Mitch, it's just the documents, the paper
It's
that
just the
we're
documents.
sending
Yep.
that Mary's going to send.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yep. And like Adam said, just put it in something in case it snows up there, right? That it's not, somebody can still read it in 28 days, kind of a thing, if they needed to.
We don't have a problem. It's not going to snow anymore. We're done.
Okay.
The way it's looking, that's no kidding.
I was up there today, and I was walking around the site with engineers, and like they said, our whole life you never could walk up here in the middle of January.
Yeah.
3 feet snow.
Well, hopefully Colorado got some, or Lake Powell's going to go away. So, all right, if
Okay, well, if
nothing
you'll get
else.
that out right away, then I'll print it up and burn up there if you
Okay,
and
perfect.
get it up there. Okay.
Yep. Look for an email pretty quick. Mary's usually pretty good about getting it out pretty fast. So, all right, if nothing else, let's take a motion to
And do
adjourn.
we all is it is
Yeah.
it a DocuSign is it a DocuSign type of email? Do we all need to sign it first and then print it, or
No, she's going to send the hard copies, Mitch. At
Okay.
least the signature pages, the hard copies.
Yeah, where the assessment ordinance and designation resolution get recorded, we do need notary on those. If there's some kind of barrier to getting a notary, timely to post, we could post with an e-signature, but usually we just get the notarized versions around, so you're just signing one time. So, like I said, if you're looking at it, you say, hey, we're not going to be in front of a notary for a few days, we could dual track it with two sets of pages. So just let us know. Otherwise, we'll just plan to send the one kind of physical copy.
Well, we would love to get everything completed today. And being 4 o'clock, we can get, I mean, if we can do a digital signature today and get the posting up on site today, we'd like our contestability to start today. And then we can certainly notarize everything first thing tomorrow. If that works, I would like to, propose to do that.
I will send the digital signature. I will send the pages out via Adobe Sign to you and to the other signatory, and you guys should get that request, and then I'll get them compiled.
Beautiful. And then yes, and then in a separate email, if you want to send us just the docs that need to be signed with a notary, then I will send
Yes.
that to our notary and we will get that all executed tomorrow as we've done before and then mailed out.
Okay.
Awesome.
Excellent. Thanks, everybody.
Hold on, we
Thank
got
you
to get the
all.
motion to adjourn,
Oh,
Jordan.
yep. Excuse me.
You can
Motion
go
to
ahead,
adjourn.
Jordan. Oh.
Oh yeah. I'd like to bring a motion to adjourn the board meeting.
Thanks, George.
I second that.
Second.
Thanks. I'm going to give it to Mike. Sorry, Mitch. You were a little late.
No problem. I'm
All
good.
right. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Good to see you.